This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Now here's WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thank you. There's been some questions as to whether or not the crop report numbers this month were correct. I spoke with Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions about what needs clarifying.
I think there's a lot of talk about the crop report and whether the numbers really are right, both on the stock side. I think there's, we saw about the stocks come in about 350 million bushels of corn less than what were anticipated. Also, the yield and the acreage, USDA increasing corn acreage by a half million acres, yield coming down instead of going up like it normally does when you increase the yield through the fall. So there's a lot of questions about USDA numbers, but in the end, the bulk of the fund managers take USDA numbers as gospel, so that's what's going to be traded. There is some fear that if USDA stocks numbers are not right, that we'll see a quote-unquote correction in the March 31 stocks report that could be bearish. That's the life with USDA, particularly with its stocks reports that have defied logic for about 25 out of the last 27 or so reports.
That's always nice when the reports that you're counting on defy logic.
Well, USDA is consistent. One thing, it's consistent on having poor quarterly stock reports that are all over the place, and it's consistent at underestimating Chinese demand, especially for soybeans, and that continues to be something. As I was looking at the data here yesterday, I was noticing that USDA's ending soybean stocks estimates have proven to be smaller than its January estimate in 15 out of the last 18 years, and that's generally because it underestimates export demand to China. It's very consistent in doing so. With such a track record, you would think it would make adjustments, but it doesn't seem to be, and it continues to underestimate demand.
Again, that was Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions. When you think of Illinois, you probably don't immediately think of aquaculture, but some Illinois farmers are turning to it as a diversification tool to help support the family farm. I spoke with Paul Hitchens, aquaculture specialist at Southern Illinois University, for details on what the aquaculture industry in Illinois looks like.
We probably got around 60 farmers that are involved in aquaculture, some doing various species of fish. The main three that they're growing here in Illinois are hybrid striped bass, which are grown in mainly strip cuts or surface coal mine lakes in deep pits and cages. The other species is largemouth bass, which are generally grown in catfish-type ponds that are more shallow ponds that are earth ponds, and those are usually harvested by seining. So they would get the fish out during the harvest, put them in a holding tank, and then the haul truck can pick those up. The third species that we're doing here in Illinois are indoor systems with tilapia, which that was probably would be the smallest volume that is being done. Most of them are either being done in the strip cuts or the regular earthen ponds for largemouth bass. So those are three main species, and they're various volumes that we get out, but generally the largemouth bass is one of the bigger selling volumes that that I sell. And typically I might sell in a year's time maybe out of Illinois probably around 200 to maybe 300,000 pounds. The striped bass, a little bit less, around 200 to 250,000 pounds a year, I would say.
Most of the aquaculture operations in Illinois are located in southern Illinois, with Hitchens saying that the most northern operations he works with are just south of Vandalia. He says the surface coal mine lakes are ideal places to raise fish. The climate also works well, as the summers are not unbearably hot and winters are relatively mild. Hitchens said the polar vortex that rolled through wasn't even enough to cause much worry.
Yeah, it was. This has been since I've been in southern Illinois, our worst year on the cold. It really doesn't hurt the fish. It just makes it more difficult to harvest the fish and get them to market. Once the ice forms on the lakes, it's makes it a lot more difficult to, you know, be harvesting the fish. But as far as the fish themselves, no, it didn't hurt them.
Hitchens said farmers in Illinois are well set to provide fish not only to major U.S. cities, but also Canada, stating Toronto is the final destination for many of the fish grown here. Since Illinois fish are only sold live, it also cancels out a risk for competition from overseas fisheries, giving the farmers a bit more security in their marketplace. Coming up after the break, we'll hear from a couple farm owners who have delved into aquaculture. So be sure you stay tuned to this afternoon's farm show. We'll be back right after this.
Thousands of farmers every year depend on federal crop insurance to help protect their income from unavoidable loss. And many of those farmers depend on country financial agent Wayne Schaefer to help sort through all the programs available and find the best one to meet their needs. Remember, you can depend on country for all your farm insurance needs. So from the time you put it in the planter till the time it comes out of the ground, you've got coverage from Wayne Schaefer, your country agent in Jerseyville, an equal opportunity provider. Give us a call at 498-5800.
At Carlinville Truck Equipment, they think being considerate and courteous comes with the territory. Courtesy isn't merely being polite. It means honest friendship, honest prices, and honest dealing. When they put their name behind the product or service they provide for you, they do it with pride, not just in the product or service, but in having you as a customer. For your truck or trailer repair needs, call today at 217-854-6706 or visit them online at ctemi.com. Carlinville Truck Equipment, they deliver what others promise.
Macoupin County Farm Bureau is about more than farming. When you join Macoupin County Farm Bureau, you help fight for quality education. Macoupin County Farm Bureau believes children with a good education are the key to our state's economic success. We work with state government, teachers, and parents to find newer and better ways to finance education, ensuring quality education for all. For more details, call the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Farm Bureau, where membership promotes quality education for our children.
Haul to Jersey County Grain's Hardin River Terminal and you'll save fuel, time, and headache. You won't have to fight traffic or wait in line forever either. Barge shipping rates are low and their prices usually beat the competition. Call Jersey County Grain in Jerseyville or Hardin, or check their website for quotes at jerseycountygrain.com. You can also get daily grain bids by email or text message. See Jersey County Grain for details.
Bill Timpner is from the Pinckneyville area and has used aquaculture as a diversification tool to help support the family farm.
My operation is on the family farm. My family, actually my children, are the sixth generation Timpners to be raised on the farm. My grandfather sold the coal out from underneath our backyard, basically, and now it is a 100-acre strip mine lake with about 60 acres of surface water. And that's where we raise our fish, and we do it in a with pens, floating pens in the lake. It's a, like I said, a family operation. We raise hybrid striped bass, and most of them are produced to about a pound and a quarter, pound and a half, and they are raised for food fish. I still farm a small farm around 350, 400 acres of row crops, corn, beans, and wheat. And then we do this fish on the side, and I also, at the moment, work off the farm.
It's working out so well that Timpner is hoping to grow the operation and pass it, along with the family farm, to his children.
Yes, exactly. No, we are planning. We've been expanding slowly the last few years, planning on a little more expansion this year. We're up to raising, about somewhere selling between 20 and 30 cages of fish a year, with raising somewhere on average around 2,000 pounds to a pen. But yeah, both my children enjoy it, and they always help out. My daughter is actually graduating SIU Carbondale this year with an ag business degree, and then my son is just now in college heading for SIU next year to go into biology, into the aquaculture side of it. So we hope it's there for a long time.
Todd Myers from the Bartolso area and also started up an aquaculture operation about 10 years ago. As with every other industry, the aquaculture industry has its share of strife, although Myers said so far it isn't anything that can't be handled.
Yeah, there is. When we first started, there really was no regulations, no regulating of the industry, really. A disease called VHS has reared its ugly head up north, and that has introduced some regulations. Now, when we ship most of our product to Canada, we have to go through a permitting process on each individual load. So, I guess with any industry, regulations rear their ugly head sooner or later, and we're starting to see some of that now.
And what does the future look like for your aquaculture operation?
Well, we see a fairly bright future, otherwise we wouldn't be involved in it. It's a fairly stable market. The prices have always been fairly good. As long as we don't have any other, type of disease or anything like that come around, I think we're going to be set up pretty well. We're really happy with it.
Great. Are you looking to expand it a little in the future or kind of stay where you're at for now?
No, we're trying to grow slowly. We don't want to bite off more than we can chew. We actually added 3 ponds to our setup this last fall. So, we try to add a couple ponds every year to every other year just to keep growing, get a little bigger.
Meyer also had some words of advice for those who are looking to dip a toe into aquaculture.
Sure. I would say, you start out small. Don't go crazy. You start out with 1 or 2 ponds at first and keep it simple. Don't stock real dense. We're trying to boost our profits by, increasing the density of stocking. But if you're going to start out, take it easy. Just don't bite off more than you can chew. Things can get out of hand pretty quickly. So I would say stay small would be the wisest thing to do, and get some technical help. Call, Paul Hitchens or, find somebody that's been involved in the industry, get some advice.
Again, that was Todd Meyer, who owns an aquaculture operation near Bartelso. For those who already have their own aquaculture operation, it's not too late for producers to respond to the 2013 Census of Aquaculture. The census is the only comprehensive source of data on the aquaculture industry in the U.S. Rene Picanso, director of the USDA National Agriculture Statistics Service Census and Survey Division, says each response is a vital piece of new information, as the industry has undergone numerous changes since the last time the information was gathered in 2005. She says the results of this census will help assess the current state of this part of the U.S. economy and will serve as the foundation for many decisions involving the sustainability and growth of the aquaculture sector. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.